Mesechtes Brachas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah is continued discussing machleksim between Beishamai and Beisil regarding the halachas of a suda. Beishamai says, Mekaneach Yadav B'mapa, a person should dry his hands on his towel, Umeinicha al shochan, and he can place it on the table. Beis Hillel says, ala kesses, he should put his towel down on the cushion on his chair. And the underlying machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is whether or not a person is allowed to use a table that is a sheni l'tumma. It has a status of tumma, of sheni l'tumma. Beis Shammai does not allow one to use a table that's tummy during the meal. And therefore, there's no problem to put the towel, the wet towel, on the table, even though there's moisture in the towel and the moisture has the ability to transfer tumah, but the table is not tummy, because one's not allowed to use a tummy table according to Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel allows a person to use a table that's tummy, and therefore he's concerned that the tumah may be transferred through liquid in the towel, may be transferred to the liquid, and then possibly to other foods at the table, or to his hands, and so therefore Beis Hillel requires that the towel should not be put on the table, it should be put on his cushion, on his seat. Mishnah Dalet. Besides for a washing Netil Sidayim before the meal, there's also a washing at the end of the meal, Mayim Achrayim. Beis Shammai says, Mechavdin HaSabayis, one should sweep the room that he ate in and sweep away the bread pieces that fell on the floor of Achakach Netil LaYadayim, and only afterwards he should wash his hands, Mayim Achrayim. Beis Shammai is concerned that the water may spill on pieces of bread that are on the floor and ruin the bread, and we're prohibited from destroying the bread like that. And Beis Hillel says, you can wash your hands first and sweep afterwards. You don't have to sweep before, and he's not concerned about the water spilling on the bread, because the problem is only water spilling on a bread that's the size of a kazayas, an olive size. Beis Shammai was concerned that there would be such pieces, large pieces of bread on the floor. Beis Hillel was not concerned that there would be large pieces, kazai-sized pieces of bread on the floor. Therefore, he says one may wash his hands, mayim achrayim, even before sweeping up the breadcrumbs on the floor.